Radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.
Pleasure of welcoming on the French language program Rebecca Pierce, who is the Associate Director of Programming at the Adelaide Festival Centre and organizer of the Adelaide French Festival, which is going to happen on the 12th of January next year. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
Give us an overview of the festival.
Sure. Well, the festival itself, this will be the first edition of the French Festival. So we are having a reopening of the centre next year. We have a major renovation going on, and as part of our reopening events, one of the activities will be this French Festival. So it's a three-day festival from the 12th to the 14th of January to celebrate all things French. So it's a fantastic time to be in Adelaide and in the summer, and we're partnering with So Frenchy So Chic to kick off the festival on the 12th of January.
Yes, and I was going to say the lineup coincides with So Frenchy So Chic in the Park. This is a first in Adelaide for So Frenchy So Chic?
Yeah, it is. So Frenchy So Chic, as you know, is has been taking place for many years, both in Sydney and Melbourne, and it's the first time that it's coming to Adelaide in Pinky Flat, which is across the park or across the river in Adelaide here. So we're very fortunate to be partnering with them for the first time for an Adelaide premiere.
And tell us a bit more about the Adelaide French Festival that you've put together, and with the overseas guests and the local guests that you've got on stage.
Sure. So the festival itself is really, it is a tasting plate for all things French. So it will have French food and wine. There'll be a fantastic fashion parade, which will be taking place here, which will be more in a salon parade environment with five South Australian designers, including Kalesh, who is a French designer and design company. Mm-hmm. There will be music, which will be showcasing Francois and the Atlas Mountains, which are coming across to Australia as part of So Frenchy So Chic. But if Adelaide audiences want to see it, they need to come here to the Festival Centre, and they'll be performing here on Saturday evening. We'll have a fantastic local French cabaret artist called Michaela Berger and Greg Wayne that will perform their Edith Piaf award-winning show. Caroline Nin will be here as part of the festival, performing her songs and stories from the Paris Lido. So Caroline's performed, or is currently living in Paris, and is very well loved. So we're very excited to have her back in Adelaide. We're bringing across a French pianist, Frédéric Bessy-Nutter. He's performing Boosie recital. So he's actually just about to launch a new album himself of his work performing Debussy, and we'll also be bringing across a gorgeous French puppet company called Velo Theatre. They're performing a gorgeous children's work called A Rabbit in the Moon. So it's a puppet company which is really for all ages, they say, from 5 right through to 85, and they'll be coming to Adelaide as an Australian premiere with their children's work, A Rabbit in the Moon. So really, there's something for everyone as part of this festival. So there's, you know, French food, wine and fashion, music, film, visual arts. It's really, as I say, a tasting plate for all things French.
And you're going to recreate a French village marketplace as well.
We are. So here at the Festival Centre, we have a gorgeous, as you know, we're based right here on the river. So we have a beautiful river deck which overlooks the River Torrens, and we'll have a free stage that will be set up with free performances, free music from 11 o'clock in the morning right through to the evening. And we'll have a market with local artisans that will sell their wares right throughout the day across the Saturday and Sunday. And they'll be set up in a marketplace, as you say, a French market on the river deck. And we're partnering with a couple of beautiful local French eateries here. One is La Buvette, and they're just here in the city, in Gresham Place, and also Say Cheese will be selling their beautiful French cheese, and also La Provence will be providing some beautiful food throughout the weekend. So it will really be an opportunity for people to come along both during the day and also the evening to showcase all things that are French.
And take us through some of the maybe workshops, and I think there are several exhibitions happening as well.
There are. So there's the workshops, there's both free workshops and ticketed workshops. So we're partnering with Alliance Française for a children's language workshop. So that's more of a fun way to, as a taster or a beginner, to learn French. And then we also have the adult version of that workshop, but that's more so over a glass of champagne, so mm-hmm. more of a relaxed environment.
Yes.
And we'll be working with Le Cordon Bleu to provide children's cooking demonstrations on classes, and also patisserie demonstration. We'll be having a French perfume masterclass with the Powder Room, so you can create your own French scent. We'll also be having a French wine masterclass and a French cheese masterclass. So it is very much not only the performing arts, but culture with food, wine and language. In terms of the free activities for the children, you can create your own flower crown. We will be having Little Picasso will be doing painting workshops for mm-hmm. The little ones right through to about the age of 10, and we'll also be having a working with Box Wars to create your own Napoleon Empire, there's also in terms of more food, we're partnering with Cliché Restaurant, and they are providing a gorgeous banquet dinner on the Saturday evening, and we'll have Emma Hack, who's an Adelaide body paint artist. So she'll be providing an installation from her Bloom collection, and Cliché will be providing the food, and then there'll be entertainment as well throughout the evening.
And with the exhibitions, I think the focus is on Paris.
It is, yes. So there is a French photographer called Michel Cibon, who's exhibiting some of his work, which will be from his exhibition of Paris Dark Light, which is his background is actually as a photojournalist. So it's quite striking. The work that he does, it really captures the essence of both the traditional and contemporary Paris, and it's in gorgeous black and white photography. So that'll be here at the Dunstan Playhouse foyer. And we're also, from a visual arts point of view, we'll be exhibiting Paolo Sebastian's, a couple of his collections, so his some video work from his collection that he took to Paris most recently, and also some of his still imagery from that collection, which is just stunning, which was part of the Adelaide Fashion Festival most recently.
And Rebecca, what would you say to Francophiles, lovers of art, culture and food, and what would you say to them to come to Adelaide for the weekend of the 12th to the 14th of January?
Yeah, absolutely. Come along. There's, you know, you can just kick back on the river deck and have a glass of Paul Roger and listen to the music on the free stage, or come into the evening to the Dunstan Playhouse or Space Theatre and experience some of the fantastic contemporary French music that we have. So there's really, as I say, something for everyone, from food and wine right through to the performing arts.
And all the details on the website, adelaidefestivalcentre.com.au and Adelaide French Festival. Thank you, Rebecca, and meilleurs voeux pour le festival, as we say in French.
Thank you, and we hope to see you here in January.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.